间。
So we are especially grateful for Pastor Chu who is in among us.
啊，让我们在一起能够来敬拜。
And we can worship together.
他们也刚生了他们最宝贝的孩子。
And they just give a birth to their kids.
所以我们也欢喜快乐啊。那今天也是特别的机会，因为他们礼拜二就要回到中国去。
And they will be going back to China this coming Tuesday.
啊，朱弟兄他在工人神学院已经念完了神学。
And Brother Chu is have finished his seminary training here.
然后回到国内已经服侍了一年的时间。
And he was serving the church back in China for about a year.
所以我相信在他的身上有神满满的祝福。
So I'm very sure that he is full of blessing from God.
所以我们就把时间交给朱弟兄来为我们分享神的
话。So let's welcome Brother Chu.
如果我们有圣经，我们一同打开我们的圣经，在诗篇的116篇。
So let's open our Bible in Psalm 116.
如果没有的话，我想等一下我们的前后文可能会有一点点小问题，所以我希望你们可以打开，无论是用 iPad 还是用 iPhone.
So let's make sure that we open our Bible.
从116篇我们打开的时候，我们就不难发现，从前半段到最后我所要今天提出来的12到14节，我们就会发现其中非常奇妙。
And we'll find out that in Psalm 116 there are many wonderful scriptures in there that links to what I'm going to share with you a little bit later today.
因为在诗篇116篇谈及了一些话题，关于生命、死亡跟苦难。
And because in Psalm 116 they talk about life and death.
但是我们在这里又要谈及另外一个话题，叫感恩。
As well as suffering, as well as giving thanks.
在这样的一段经文当中，如何去看到一个感恩的人生，这是不容易的。
And how do we read thanksgiving out of the passage we're going to read? That's not easy.
诗人在他的人生经历当中经历了如此多的事情之后，他发出了一个经典的模式，那是感恩的人生。
And with the writer of this psalm that summarized all the everything into this thanksgiving is not an easy thing.
如果我们翻到了，我们尝试一起来读好不好
？Let's read in chapter Psalm 116.
我拿什么预备祈？我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。好，当我们读完这一段经文的时候
，So in chapter verse 12, how can I repay the Lord for all His goodness to me?
我想我们需要一起祷告
，And let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们谢谢你将你的话语摆在我们面前，让我们看到世人在他的人生旅途当中经历到你的恩典，同时我们每个人也同样的经历到如此多的事情的时候，在我们生命当中，我们真的要效法这位世人在你的面前所过的日子。今天我们可以有一个话题，就是感恩的人生，我们一个基督徒应该有的经典的一个模式，我们应该怎样去感恩的时候，就求主帮助我们，让我们真的是借着你的话语激励我们自己的生命，让我们更好的在我们日常的生活当中实践出来。求主帮助你软弱的仆人，此时此刻我们愿意主你使用你软弱的器皿成为众人的帮助。我们这样祷告乃是奉我主耶稣基督名求，阿们。其实我们对感恩节并不陌生。
So we are all very familiar with Thanksgiving this holiday.
尤其对于我们一些移民到美国来的人来说，更不会陌生。
And especially for those who immigrants to the United States.
以前对于我们来说，我们的最重要的节日也许是新年。
And for us, the most important holiday was the Chinese New Year.
但是到了这里的时候，我们发现多了另外一个节日。
And then when we came to the U.S., then we found out there's another holiday.
那就是感恩节。
And that was Thanksgiving.
我们每个人都可能非常清楚感恩节从何而来。
And many of us are familiar with the origin of Thanksgiving.
所以我们在这里的时候，我们可以看到一般虔诚的清教徒来到美国之后，重新开始他们信仰的新的一个旅程。
And it was the tradition came from the Puritan who came to U.S. from Europe and starting a new life in this land.
这或许是他们的一个梦。
And it was a part of their dream.
当谈到梦的时候，我们就会发现我们中国人最近都在讲梦。
And but when we talk about dream, that you're going to find out that it is a public topic in Chinese right now.
但是我们的梦在哪里？
But where's our dream?
梦的起点在哪里？
And where's the beginning or the start of our dreams?
梦的模式在哪里？
And what is the form that this dream should take?
当我们看到这一个诗人给我们讲了这一段话的时候，
And when we look at this pastor,
他给我们一个模式，
And give us a model that we can follow.
首先你要知道有知恩的一个环境，
And that you need to know that first of all you need to have knowing grace.
然后你才会感恩，
And then you can know and feel the grace.
然后你才会报恩。
And that you'll return the grace.
所以当我们做梦的时候，也同样如此了。
And of course, that's how we do. That's how we dream.
日有所思，夜有所梦。
And when we think about things in the morning,
梦完了之后，怎么去回应
？But then, how do we do that in response?
所以我看到这段经文的时候，我就想起来这一个模式非常的重要。
And when I was reading this passage, and I was thinking that this model is very important.
所以我就去查考关于感恩节的话，我就查到林肯的一句话。
And then so when I was doing the research, I found there is a saying that came from Abraham Lincoln.
对，刚开始的时候，其实我不太知道他到底在讲什么。
And at the very beginning, I wasn't sure what he was talking about.
但是我先读一下这段话。
And I'll read that right now.
在地狱里只有祷告。
And there's only prayer in the hell.
没有感谢。
And there's no thanksgiving there.
在天堂里没有祷告。
And in heaven there's no prayer.
只有感谢。
Only thanksgiving.
而我们在世上既有祷告也有感谢。
But in this world we have both the prayers and thanksgiving.
为什么在地狱里只有祷告？
And why is that in the hell there's only prayer?
其实我刚开始我真的不明白。
I wasn't sure I understood that.
但是我后来才发现，我们在地狱里的时候，如果我们对我们的生命，应该会是有一个反应。
And so, but I thought about that. If we were in hell, then we should have a response to our life.
我想那个时候在地狱里祷告的时候，为时已晚。
And of course, when you pray at that, if you get into hell, and then when you pray, that will be a little too late.
但是我们今天在世的日子当中，我们可以看到我们如何知恩，恩从何来。
And but in this life on earth, we should know how to know grace and where does the grace come from.
这对于我们来说很重要。
And that's very important to us.
那么我们来看到我们的 PPT 上面第一点，知恩。
And so let's look at the knowing grace.
这也是从经文来的，诗篇116篇第12节说：“我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？”
So in Psalm 116 verse 12, it says, "What shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness, for all His goodness to me?"
从这节经文当中，我们不难发现一点，就是恩典的源头源自于哪里。
And so we will know that where is the source of this grace.
在这里我们讲恩典的时候，我们就肯定要知道一些概念。
And now let's think about this grace.
何为恩典？
What is grace?
当我们谈到这个话题的时候，中国人的思维很难想象这个词汇。
For Chinese, it's they're very difficult to understand this particular this word grace.
因为在我们的教导里面，没有什么东西是白白的。
And because in our teaching, nothing is for free.
任何东西都是要付出代价的。
And there's always a cost or price to it.
但我不知道 ABC 的脑海里会有其他的概念吗
？And I'm not sure what the ABC thinks about.
所以我们知道恩典的概念是白白得来的。
So the grace is whatever is given to you freely.
就是说我们什么都没有，别人愿意给你。
And we have nothing, and somebody is willing to give that to you.
没有条件。
There is no string attached.
没有原因。
There is no reason.
只有爱。
And there's only love.
所以我们看到这里的时候，我们不难想到一些很经典的一些圣经的经句的时候，我们就想到一句。
And when we are looking, when we are thinking about this, there are many passages that talk about this.
在传道书五章十九节这样说。
And in Ecclesiastic,
五章十九节。
5:19.
神赐人钱财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
So it's in Ecclesiastic 5:19 says, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot, to be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God.
也就是说，我们所有的东西，无论我们吃喝用，所有的东西都源自于上帝。
So whatever we enjoy, the source came from God.
这是我们从上帝而来的，一切的源头从他而来。
So that is the source of our grace.
所以诗篇也在说，我的心呐、啊，你要我你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
So in Psalm 16 says, I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things.
在我们生命当中，没有一件好的地方离得开上帝。
So there's nothing in our life that is good that can be apart from God.
所以我很喜欢的一节经文也在告诉我们说，在雅各书一章十七节告诉我们说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，是从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
So in James chapter 1 verse 17 it says, Every good and perfect gift is from above.Coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows.
经文在不断的提醒，告诉我们，从旧约到新约，一直重复的告诉我们，我们不要忘记这一切的事情源自于上帝。
All these passages remind us that the source of all the grace is from God.
我们看到第一点的第二小点的时候，我们看到恩典的性质的时候，这段经文告诉我们说，一切的厚恩，就是一切的厚恩。
What is the characteristics of this grace? And it's talk about the abundant grace.
我想神给我们世人的恩惠不外乎两点，第一点就是创造之恩跟救赎之恩。
So that if we look at the grace that is given to us from God, that's the first is the grace of creation and the grace of redemption.
在创造之恩当中，我们可以看到神为我们预备了很多的事物，美好的事物给我们享用。
So in the grace of creation, that God created many things for us to enjoy.
所以我们与此同时，上帝也为我们预备了救赎，当我们犯罪的时候。
But at the same time, God also prepared for us the redemption grace.
所以我们才能成为一个基督徒，借着十字架。
And so with the cross that we can be Christians.
借着我们家族的教导，家族的信仰的传承。
And with the Christian heritage.
我就是一个第五代的基督徒。
I'm a fifth generation Christian.
虽然我们的家庭经历了很多很多的信仰的挫折。
And although there are many hardship in the family.
在逼迫的年代当中经历了一些苦难。
And there were many persecution back then.
但是我们家族所得到的福气，
And but the abundant grace that we receive in our family,
真的跟世人是不一样的。
And it's very very different from the world.
所以，正如诗篇告诉我们116篇第八节前面告诉我们说，主啊，你救了我的命，免了死亡；救了我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。
So in Psalm 116 in verses, it deliver from my life. And my soul from death, and my eyes from the tears, and my feet from stumbling.
在中文里面有这首诗歌，他这样唱说：“主啊，你救了我的命，免了死亡。”
And there is a worship song in Chinese that said, "Father, you have helped me. You saved my life, so I do not have to suffer death."
救了我的命，免了死亡，到底是什么
？So what does it mean by you deliver me from death?
从表面来讲，我们可以说我们在一种灾难当中经历了那种脱险的过程。
And from the word, you can think that the God saved us from many the danger.
上帝无形的手拯救了我们出了一个困境。
And it's the invisible hand of God that saved us from these difficulties.
但更深层的是，上帝让我们与上帝借着耶稣基督，让我们可以跟他发生关系。
But what the deeper meaning is through Jesus Christ that God have let us have the relationship with Him.
我们本来是没有机会的。
We did not have any chance before.
但是我们可以借着耶稣基督跟他发生关系。
But we can have relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
这里就讲到一个中国的处世哲学。
And that would, that let me think about a philosophy in Chinese culture.
中国有句话叫做有关系就没关系，没关系就有关系。
That's gonna be difficult.
Okay.
So basically what it says, if you have relationship, nothing really matters.
所以这句话我们不难发现其实有很多的语观在里面。
And it actually have a lot of idiom in there.
但是当我们与上帝发生关系的时候，我想跟这个哲学也有关系。
And of course, when we have a relationship with God, that actually have linkage to this philosophy.
我们过去的事情上帝都不计较了，都没关系了。
And what it basically says, whatever happened in our past, God basically forgave us and count them no more.
如果我们跟上帝没有关系，很多事情就有关系了。
And if we don't have any relationship with God, then whatever we do, that is a difficult thing.
我们看到上帝在拯救我们的时候有救命之恩，除救命之恩之外，其实还有感情之恩，就是救了我的眼，免了流泪。
So in the second part, it says it delivered my eyes from tears.
我们不知道我们第一次面对周围的人的死亡的时候，你的第一反应是什么？
And when we're facing the people who we care about, facing their death, what was your first reaction?
或者失恋了。
Or you broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
或者被人遗忘了。
Or you have been forgotten by people.
或者受到无情的打击。
Or you've been hammered by the situations.
但是我们发现，每一次的这个走过挫折的时候，神在安慰我们。
But we find out that whatever the situation, God is always there to comfort us.
擦干我们的眼泪。
It wipe dry our tears.
正如诗篇所说。
And it was mentioned in the Psalm 116.
一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼。
So that even though there was crying overnight, that in the morning there was always praises.
所以我们发现上帝的厚恩很奇妙。
And so we found out there are many wonderful things about the grace of grace of God.
不但救我们的命。
And not only it saved our life.
不但让我们跟他发生关系。
Not only that we have relationship with him.
连在情感上他都考虑我们。
And that he always even care about our feelings.
我们可以向他祷告。
We can pray for him, pray to him.
向他倾诉。
And we can talk to him.
所以在我们的生命当中真的是说实话。我们真的有时候很难找到一个倾诉的对象。
In our life, there are many times it's difficult to find a person we can talk to.
但是上帝却一而再、再而三的听我们的呼求。
But God is always there listening to our cries.
所以还不但如此，在我们的生活上，上帝还救我们，因为这段经文在下半节说：“救我的脚，免了跌倒。”
So in the last part of this passage, it says, "Deliver my feet from stumbling."
上帝在生活当中保守我们
，and He protect our life.
这个保守我们不难发现一点
，and that's we're gonna see that.
就我而言，我觉得上帝的保守在生活上的保守是上帝把他的话语教导给我，我就知道生活的标准。
And the protection is if I follow God's word, then I'll be be okay.
在我高中三年的时候
，and when I was in the high school, three years when I was in high school,
在那个时候我们没有聚会
，and we did not have any gathering,
因为我们在一个比较封闭的学校
，and I was in a school that was pretty isolated,
所以那个时候就没有信仰的生活
，and I did not have any faith life of faith then.
周围的同学有一大堆糟糕的事情。
And there are my classmates that are getting into all kinds of troubles.
但是我从小的信仰的教导告诉我说这些事我不能做。
And all the learning I have from my young, from my youth, I knew that I should not follow what my classmate was doing.
但上帝借着他的话语保守我的时候，我发现。
And when I was protected by God's word,
在那个时候我觉得为什么我会那么可怜。
And I find out that why I was so miserable then.
但是今天我发现。
But now I know.
我的日子比他们好多了。
And my life was actually much better than my classmates at that time.
我有一颗喜乐的心是他们不能得到的。
And I have a heart of joy that, that they could not have.
当然我现在很希望他们得到。
And I hope that they have the same joyful heart that I have.
太多的人被世界夺去，掉进浅眼里。
There are many people that are fooled by the world.
但我们离开这个世界。的一些的价值观
and so that we should discard the many value of this world.
加去第三点，恩典的范围。
And the third thing is the scope of this grace.
我们一切的厚恩就是所有的一切。
And we talk about everything, all the grace that we have.
雅各书一章第九到十一节告诉我们说。
And in James 1, chapter 1, verse 9 to the 11.
卑微的弟兄升高就开喜乐
and the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position
告诉我们说总要以喜乐的心去面对人生所有的一切
it talk about that we should face every situation in our life with joy
让我们生活过得这么好了平静安稳我们该喜乐
and with the peaceful life that we enjoy we should be thankful
其实我很多的时候我刚开始在思考这段话题的时候我在想说其实很多人是什么呢是升高的降卑也该如此后半句
And when I was
富足的降卑也该如此
Yeah, when I was thinking about it Oh, okay It says But when the one who is rich should take pride in his low positions
我本来认为富足的降卑是很难喜乐的
And when I was thinking about it, and for rich to take the low position is very difficult to have joy.
但事实上，我现在觉得是卑微的升高喜乐更加难。
And but now I think that whoever was in low position now is lifted up is even more difficult.
在这个时代当中，没有人缺少食物的。
And in this nowadays, they have.Hard to find people who is, lack food.
至少在湾区。
At least in this Bay Area.
所以，当然我们不是谈一些贫穷的地区。
And we're not really talking about the area that's in poverty.
我们升高的时候是在喜乐吗
？And when we are lifted up, are we joyful?
我们其实是在给自己更大的压力。
And we are actually giving us more pressure.
想要求更多的东西
and we are thinking about asking for more or looking for more
不断的不满足导致我们很难去感恩
and we are continuously in dissatisfaction that lead us very difficult to be content
也很难喜乐
and it's very difficult to be joyful
但接下去他告诉我们说因为人生真的是何其短暂
and because actually it follows that because the life is very short
我们到底求的是什么
And what are we looking for in life?
所以有些人会玩一些游戏。
And so there are many people who will play some kind of game.
写出你生命当中最重要的十件事情。
And in this game that you'll write down the things that is most important in your life.
慢慢地把它拿掉。
And if you start taking one, every single one of them out.
剩下最后的三件是什么呢?
And what will be the three most important things left?
我不想说剩下最后一件
And I don't want to say that what will be the last one that you have
因为那个会让我们全场哭的
And because that will make us feel sorrowful
因为当我们选择到最后几件事情的时候我们真的很难拿去一些东西
And because when we are start taking out the important thing in our life it's become every single time become very difficult to choose
所以我们的背包里到底有多少东西
So how many stuff is in our baggage?
所以最重要的东西我们拿到了吗?
And did we get the thing that is most important thing for us?
如果拿到了最重要的东西我们还不感恩吗?
And if we do get the most important thing for us in our life, why aren't you not grateful?
我想跟大家分享第二大段第二点。
And let's talk about the second major theme.
模式的第二部分。
And that's the knowing grace.
我们第一点谈到知恩，恩典从何而来。
And what the first point that we talk about knowing grace and where's the source of the grace?
在116篇的第13节这样告诉我们，我要屈起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
And in Psalm 116 verse 13 it says, I'll lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
我们在平常的生活当中，我们要学习感恩。
So we should be grateful during the normal time.
这是一个充满恐怖、疾病、困苦、海啸、饥荒、地震、瘟疫的年代。
And this is the time that we are full of hunger, famine, tsunami, and all the diseases.
在末后的日子，各种各样的灾难不断的增加。
In the end times, there is going to be increase of all this suffering.
两天前，台湾地震。
Two days ago, there was an earthquake in Taiwan.
我在微博上关注了中国地震馆。
And then I was checking on that in Weibo.
然后我大概我觉得他们的频率大概两天就会给我推送一条关于地震的消息。
And I was counting on the frequency that I'll receive the news of earthquake.
我第一次觉得地震是那么的恐惧是在我这次今年的4月20号。
And the first time that I thought that I really felt horrible about the earthquake is in April of this year.
当我们4月21号进入庐山地区的时候
And when we got into this particular area, Lusan, in April, on April 21st.
因为我们的经验不是很足
And I wasn't very experienced then.
所以睡袋带的不够
And we didn't bring enough sleeping bag.
我们睡在一个体育馆的楼梯下面
And we're sleeping in the gym under the stairs.
我从来没试过半夜三更我会百米冲刺的速度起床。
And then I have that. It never happened in my life that I will wake up in the middle of night and running real fast.
因为那个感觉是你整个人被震起来。
And the because you were shaken up awake by the earthquake.
生命的第一反应是马上冲出去。
And the first reaction you have was just to run out of the building.
不管你手里拿着什么，你就冲出去了。
Regardless of what you have in your hand, you run out of the building.
当我醒过来的时候
，And when I was awakened,
我们大概已经在可能几百米以外。
And then when I was fully awake, I was probably about a few hundred meters outside of the buildings.
再回到那个楼梯底下睡觉的时候
，And when I returned back to where I was sleeping,
我发现我至少走了十分钟。
And I thought, I realized that I was gone for at least 10 minutes.
所以在极度恐惧当中，你会反应很快，赶紧逃生。
And so when you are under a tremendous stress, that your reaction will be very fast.
当我们看到那些灾民的时候
，And when we're looking at those people who are affected by this earthquake,
我就在问自己一句话。
And I was asking myself one thing.
你现在平平安安的，无灾无难的，岂不要感恩？
And there is nothing really happened to me. I was very peaceful. Shouldn't I be thankful?
所以在我们的日常生活当中，其实有很多感恩的事情。
So in our life, normally there should be many things that we should feel grateful about.
其实我们担忧的90%以上是不会发生的。
What we worry about, 90% of the thing won't happen.
其实在我们的生活当中的时候，我们抱怨的事情其实是我们感恩的事情。
And you should notice that the many things that we complain about ought to be the one that we should be grateful about.
当我们的另外一半把棉被拉到自己身上的时候，我们感觉到凉的时候。
And so when your spouse pulled the blanket away from you when you were feeling cold.
那正是因为我们有一个好的伴侣。
And that's because you have a good companion.
当我们洗家里的碗在那里很抱怨的时候。
And when we were complaining about washing the dishes,
其实那个时候正是我们拥有食物而且有碗可洗的时候。
And you ought to think about that you have food, and because of that, you're washing your dishes.
每年到了缴税的时候
，and during the tax time,
我们每次都在抱怨说为什么税这么高。
And we're complaining about giving so much taxes.
这正说明我们有工作，我们有收入。
And but that also says that you have a job and you have income.
我们有一大堆的草地，一大堆的窗户要擦的时候。
And we have the lawn to mow and many windows to clean.
其实我们有一个很好的家。
And that means you have a house.
我们很难找到停车位的时候。
When it was very difficult to find a parking spot.
其实你有车。
That means you have a car.
当我们在教堂里礼拜的时候。
And then when we are gathering in the church.
听到一个很难听的五音不全的声音。
And we were hearing somebody who was worshiping in out of tune.
其实那个时候在说我们生命当中其实我们还有可以听到声音其实是感恩的。
And you should be grateful that you still have hearing.
当我们一天结束辛苦的时候回到家里的时候还有唠叨的声音。
And then when after a hard day of work that you went home there are many people chattering around.
这说明我们有工作还有家里有人有贤内助。
And what it means that we have a job and we have a family.
有很多一大堆的邮件回不完的时候。
And when there are many mail or email to respond.
至少告诉我们有很多的朋友很多的人在关心我们。
That means that you have lots of friends who cares about you.
所以在我们的日常生活当中我们知道在平常的生活当中你懂得感恩是很重要的事情。
So it's very important to understand, to know that you should be grateful during even the normal time.
当然在第二点我们说在丰富当中感恩也很重要。
And then it is also very important to be grateful when you are in abundance.
其实正如我刚才所说的在丰富当中感恩其实很不容易。
And being grateful in when you have a lot of stuff is not easy.
之前有人跟我聊。
And there are many there are a person who talk to me.
你是温州人。
And you are from 温州。
温州人很会做生意。
And in general, the people from 温州 is very good businessmen.
但这些人懂得感恩吗？
But do they know how to be grateful?
我在想。
And I thought to myself.
在越富有的地区问题越多。
And actually the people of area who enjoy a lot of abundance actually have a more problem.
有很多勾心斗角。
And there are many fightings.
有很多经济的残累。
And there are many economic burden.
所以在提摩太前书六章十七到十八节告诉我们。
So in 1 Timothy,
你要遵守那些今世富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神又要嘱咐他们行善在好事上富足甘心施舍乐意供给人
Okay, so basically is that you ought to be thankful for whatever you have
没有其实在我们的生命当中没有一个人是贫穷到没有能力去帮助别人
And in our life, that it's very hard, or there's no one that who are so in poverty that they will not be able to help somebody instead.
也没有一个人富足到不需要别人的帮助。
And there is nobody who's so wealthy that they do not need any help from other people.
当我们看到圣经当中
，And when we look at the Bible,
大卫他奉献了一个很大的数目给教会。
And King David was dedicating a large quantity of wealth to temple.
把六十八万四金的金银献给神做圣殿，建造圣殿所用。
So that was 68,000 talents.
也许没有概念，但是那是三十四卡车的十吨车。
So to transport that that amount of gold.That you need 10 tons truck, 34 of the 10 tons truck.
我们可能没有大卫那么多的东西。
We probably don't have as much as what King David had.
但是我们拥有的是什么？
But what do we have?
上帝给我们什么？
What does God entrust us to have?
我们在十分之一上是否忠心了？
Are we faithful in giving a tenth of our one tenth for tithing?
对神家的负担是否委身了？
And are we faithful in doing the work for the kingdom of God?
我们是神的管家。
And we are we are doing making sure that we are taking care of God's money.
上帝把他的东西交给我们保管。
And that's the things that God entrusts us to take care of.
我们问自己真的忠心了吗?
Are we faithful in doing so?
所以在谈到第三点的时候, 接下去第三点, 在逆境当中我们需要感恩。
And then the third one is you need to be grateful in adversary.
我们不难听到一个故事。
And we have heard of a story.
这是非常经典的。
And that was a very classic story.
也许我们听过, 但是,
and maybe have heard it before.
但是这个故事在谁的身上? 在亨利马太的身上。
And this one happened to Henry Martin.
在亨利马太传, 他提到这样一个故事。
And he talked about the following.
他自己的钱夹被偷了。
And then he lost, somebody stolen his wallet.
他那天的感恩日记是这么写的。
And in this story they talk about.
理由一,
and I should be thankful because number one.
这是第一次被偷,
and because it was stolen from me the first time.
理由二,
and number two.
不是我偷别人的, 而是别人偷我的。
It's not that I go out and steal other people's wallets, it's other people stealing my wallet.
理由三,
and number three.
只要我的钱没要我的命。
And that a thief only took my money and not my life.
在湾区好像经常发生。
It seems to happen a lot in the Bay Area.
第四,
and number four.
这一次是我的皮夹里面钱最少的一次。
So, and then the, I have the least amount of cash this time in my wallet.
在逆境当中感恩。
And so, be thankful when you're an adversary.
其实很重要。
It's very important.
讲到感恩的时候, 我们基本上都会想到, 在中国人眼光当中, 我们就会想到一首歌。
And when we're talking about gratefulness, that you will hear about one song, we'll think about one song.
感恩的心.
And that was the song is With a Grateful Heart.
这是一个天生哑巴的小女孩.
And this one is a somebody who cannot speak when they were first.
爸爸很小的时候就去世了.
And then the father of that girl was deceased. When she was very young.
她跟她的妈妈相依为命。
And she was living with her mother together.
对她来说最美好的事情是。
And the bad thing that happened to this little girl for every single day is.
她妈妈每天会带给她一块年糕。
And then her mother will bring a piece of cake back to her.
一天外面下着大雨。
And there was one day that was it was stormy outside.
妈妈没有回来。
And mommy, her mom did not come back.
她就去找她妈妈。
And she went and looked for her mom.
当她找到她妈妈的时候,
and when she found her mother,
她妈妈已经死了。
And her mother was already dead.
结果母亲的手上,
and in her hand,
拿着两块年糕,
it was two pieces of cake.
睁大眼睛,
and her eye was wide open.
当我们想到这个场景的时候,
and when we were thinking about this scenario,
他如何写出这样的一首歌?
And how would she write a song like this?
这首歌的歌词这样说,
and the lyric of this song is like this.
我来自偶然像一颗尘土,
and I came just like a piece of dirt.
有谁看出我的脆弱?
And who can see my weakness?
我来自何方,情归何处?
So where I came from and where I'm going.
谁在下一刻呼唤我?
Who is going to call me the next time?
天地虽宽, 这路虽却难走。
And even though it is wide open, but this is a difficult path.
我看遍人生坎坷辛苦。
And I have seen all the suffering.
我还有多少爱?
And I have, how much more love do I have?
还有多少泪?
How much more tears do I have?
要苍天知道。
And I want the world to know.
我不认输。
I will not give up.
感恩的心,
and with a thankful heart.
感谢有你,
I will thank you.
伴我一生,
and you are with me.
让我有勇气做我自己,
for the rest of my life so that I can have the courage to be myself.
感恩的心,
and with grateful heart.
感谢命运,
I thank the fate I have.
花开花落, 我一样会珍惜,
regardless of whether the flower is blooming or not, I will be thankful.
这真的是不容易的。
It's a very difficult one.
我们看到, 经文当中，我们还是回到经文当中，在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章十六到十八节。
And let's return to scriptures in the Thessalonians. 这样
告诉我们。
And let's talk about that in Thessalonians.
要常常喜乐。
And rejoice always.
不住祷告。
Prayer without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
And be thankful.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的一切旨意。
Because that is a commandment of God.
所以我们真的是需要感恩。
So therefore, we really need to be grateful.
无论何种境遇。
Regardless of what is happening to us.
第三点，我们要付诸行动。
And the third thing is we need to put in action.
这是摩西的第三部分。
And that is this is the third part of this model.
我们要报恩。
And that is returning this grace.
既然知道神为我们做了这些。
And knowing that what God have given you all this.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because God told us that.
罗马书三章二十四节。
In Romans 3:24.
白白的称我们为义，我们无法报答。
And that it was all this grace was given to us without any cost. There is nothing we can repay.
但是今天我们知道。
And but we know now.
有很多人在做一件事情。
And there is a lot of things that we do.
我想在此之前，我想讲一个见证。
And I will want to give you a testimony.
吴勇长老是台湾很重要的一个长老会的一个长老。
And Elder Wu Yong is was a very important person and very influential person in Taiwan.
他有一天做了一件事情。
And there was one thing that he did.
他把一大叠的钱。
And he took a large stack of money.
交给一个弟兄。
And he gave it to another brother in Christ.
我们经常看到是弟兄奉献金钱到教会。
And we see a lot of time that is the people that who give the money to the church.
但是教会把一个钱给了那个弟兄。
And but this elders give this stack of money to this brother in Christ.
那个时候吴勇长老说了一句话。
And he said,
侍奉是无法代替的。
And there is no substitute for service.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
是因为那个弟兄说，牧师，你带着这笔钱，然后你去替我服侍上帝。
And because that brother says that, Pastor, with this money, you serve the God instead of me.
但是吴勇长老很清楚地告诉他。
But Elder Wu Yong was very clearly stating that.
侍奉是没有办法代替的。
And there was no substitute in service.
所以我们每个人在上帝的面前。
And so every one of us in front of God.
就我们个人而言，我们在做一些什么。
And what are we doing for God?
我们在为上帝做些什么。
What are we doing for God?
我们回应上帝，从我们个人身上我们在做一些什么。
What are we doing in response to God's grace?
所以当我们看到一个例子的时候。
So we look at this situation.
我们看到一个布道家。
And we'll look at a preacher.
穆迪向一亿个人传过福音。
And that was Moody in Chicago. That was he was preaching to 100 million people.
真的很多。
That's a lot of people.
我们自己在教会当中的时候。
And when we are in church.
我们在做些什么。
What are we doing?
在中国，在我们的教会。
In China, in my church.
我们经常在提一句话。
We're talking about one thing that constantly.
我们在做什么？
What are we doing?
我们在龙争虎斗吗？
Are we doing the infighting?
还是我们出去？
Or are we doing work outside for God?
我们在世界上真的做官做盐了吗？
Are we really being the salt and the light for the world?
中文很有意思。
It's very interesting in Chinese.
我们在中国称之所有教会的传道人为同工。
And we call every all the pastor in church in China, co-workers.
只要加上一个编旁，我们就变成同工。
And we are all co-workers.
那个工是攻击的攻。
And then, of course, if you add some little things to it, sometimes it meant infighting.
那就会很麻烦。
And it will be difficult.
当我们有意向、有使命的时候，从我们身上，我们在做些什么
？So when we have visions, and what are we doing?
所以在我邮件的底下的时候，我每次写邮件给人家的时候，我就提醒自己。
So that for every time I write an email to outside, that's what I remind myself.
下面有一个故事。
And there is a little the things in the signature box.
有很多人说我小时候要改变世界。
And a lot of people said that when I was young, I want to change the world.
长大一点我要改变国家。
And when I become older, I want to change the nation.
再长一点说我要改变这个家庭。
And when we become even older, we say we want to change this family.
到老的时候说我要改变我自己。
And when I was old, then I said I will change myself.
其实它正常的顺序应该是。
But the actual correct sequence should be
自己
first, myself,
家庭
and then family,
教会
then church,
国家
then nation,
影响世界
then you can influence the world.
应该从我们自己做起
So we should start by changing ourselves first.
所以感恩是需要我们自己去做的
So that being grateful is something that we should do ourselves.
所以在白白的这个观念上来说
So that this grace is free.
我们先要给出去，无条件的给出去。
And we want because we have received this grace freely that we should give it out freely.
这是报恩的一个环节。
That is how we what we talk about returning the grace.
当我们还愿的时候
，So when we are fulfilling our vow,
我当我用还愿这个词的时候，其实我很为难。
And it was difficult for me when I would use this word returning the vow.
因为很多的时候，这个词会被用在佛教当中。
Because there are many times that this one was used in the Buddhism.
很多人去一个寺庙许下一个愿。
And there are many people that went to temple and places vow.
过了多少年去还愿。
And many years later they went back and returning.
事情发生了。
And then things happened.
所以很多的寺庙就很富有。
And because of that, the temple was very wealthy.
其实这个东西在我们基督徒的生命当中，其实也常常发生。
And it happens in a lot in Christian as well.
但是我们很多时候不愿意去还愿。
But a lot of time that we're not willing to fulfill the vows that we had.
在路加福音十七章十七节。
And in Luke 17, verse 17.
耶稣说。
And Jesus said.
洁净了不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里？
So it was talking about 10 people was cleansed, but then only one people came back, and he was asking, why does that only you? And then how
many people? 我们到底是九个当中的之一，还只是那一个
？And are we among one of the nine, or that we are the one that who came back and give thanks to Jesus?
人类的本性，我们知道。
Is the human nature?
滴水之恩，当以涌泉相报。
And then it is human nature that we ought to repay the little grace that we have with a lot of grace.
但是我们今天很多人缺失了感恩的能力。
But many of us lost this capability.
像上述经文所讲的，我们有很多的恩典在我们身上发生。
And just like we have many grace that's happening to us.
但是我们真的有回应吗？
But are we doing anything in response to that?
在我们教会，我们教会很特别。
In my church, it is quite special.
我们教会是一个农村教会。
And my church, is a pretty rural.
有很多的人分散在全世界各地。
And there are many of us, separate, and spread out in the world.
或许有一天你去了意大利吃到的中国菜，就是我们教会的会友做的。
And maybe, one day if you go to Canada, and then in a Chinese restaurant, maybe that cook or the chef is from my church.
但是他们有一个很重要的事情，我觉得很感恩的。
And but there's one thing that is special that I'm especially thankful for.
他们自始至终认为是我们教会的会友。
And from even if they are living abroad, they were still thinking that's our church members.
无论发生什么事情，在每一年的感恩月十一月份。
So regardless of what happened in the month of November.
他们总是会寄奉献回来。
And they will always send back their money to support us.
无论他们在外面有多辛苦。
Regardless of how difficult the situation it was.
多艰难。
And it was regardless of how difficult.
他们有一个心智。
And it is in their heart.
我要还上帝的愿。
And I want to return this favor.
无论我现在的处境如何。
Regardless of what the situation I'm facing.
我想，这也是我们教会每一个会友可以效法的。
And there is something that we can all learn from.
在感恩月份，我们真的回应上帝多少？
And in this month of November, what can we do in response?
我们差不多在国内的教会。
In the churches in China,
很多时候是经费是不够的。
And there are many times that we are short of the financials.
到了十一月份。
And when it comes to month of November,
我们基本上可以 cover 整年的运作。
And we can cover pretty much cover what the for entire year.
你知道这很重要。
And you know that's very important.
你要想着一群老人家，然后在中国是没有退休金的。然后在务农的，他们去供养一个教会是多么的不容易。
And it is very difficult for those old farmers that do not have a retirement fund. How do they support a church?
我想需要讲一下我个人见证的时候了。
And I'm going to give you some personal testimony.
我们信息就到这一部分。
And that's the end of my message today.
我希望你们不要像我们温州话所说的。
And I hope that you're not like what, the things that I'm going to say.
那句话叫做“听听很感动，想想很激动，回家一动都不动。”
And you are being moved by the message, and then but you didn't do anything when you go home.
感恩，感恩，感恩，回家啊，关我什么事
？And you just hear about all the message for grace.For being grateful, but then what does that do to me?
上来之前我一直在挣扎。
And I was thinking when I was coming up.
先讲我的见证还是先讲信息。
And I was trying to debate between giving the testimony first or giving the message first.
我想我还是先要讲一下信息，然后讲我的，然后我们看一下快速的过。我相信我的时间可能有点超。
And then let's go through this one, this testimony quickly.
我们下一章。
Let's go to the next page.
我想没有讲到之前的那个严肃，大概我接下去的是一段分享，所以只是一个分享而已。前面是信息，很重要。
Okay, it is important that we'll go through this one.
你可以不记住下面这一段，你可以一定要记住前面那一段。
You don't have to remember what is coming up after, but you ought to remember what was given just now.
在十九世纪的时候，内地会和寻道公会、英国的传教士到了温州。
And so in 1949, there's in the 19th century, the English church have already got to 温州。
在十九年以前，温州地区有七万个基督徒。
So before 1949, there was 70 Christians in Wenzhou.
占全国的十分之一。
And it's ten percent of all the Christians in China.
今天的基督徒在温州来说也是相当活跃的。
And today, the Christian in Wenzhou is still very active.
在温州地区的人口里面，大概15%。
It's about 15% of the population.
也就是一百多万人。
It's about a little more than 1 million.
我后面标注的是官方的数字。
And that was actually the official number that came from the government.
但是影响的人群不止如此。
And in reality, it's much higher than that.
教堂与聚会所非常的密集。
And there are many churches in Wenzhou.
所以你到了温州，你会发现有每个村都会有教堂。
And you're going to find that for every village, there's a church there.
因此，温州被称之为中国的耶路撒冷。
So Wenzhou was being coined as the Jerusalem in China.
但是我不喜欢这个名字。
But I didn't like this coin. I didn't like this descriptions.
因为耶路撒冷带着太多的东西。
Because there is many things that is connected to Jerusalem.
我更希望它成为安提阿。
And I was hoping that it would be called the Antioch of China.
所以我希望我们教会也是安提阿现在的教会。
And I was hoping that our church would become a church in Antioch.
我们下一章。
And then, okay, the next.
所以我们在讲这个地方的时候，我们就不难发现，这个地方其实是早期是很贫穷的。
And in the old days, that this Wenzhou is very poor.
因为这个地方是三面环山，一面环海。
And it was surrounded by mountain in three sides, and there is only one there. One side is in the ocean.
七分山，两分水，一分地。
So that 70% of the land is mountain, and only 10% is good for the land.
所以这个地方的农作物是养活不了自己的人的。
And so that was difficult to support the people there just by its own agriculture growing.
所以有很多人出去经商。
And therefore there are many people that go out and do business.
所以历史上有一个学派。
And so there's a man, there's one thing
叫永嘉学派。
And it's sector 永嘉。
那个时代。
In that time,
所有的人都看不起商人。
And there are many, many of people that look down on business people.
但是这个学派是支持经商的。
But this sector was actually helping and supporting business.
所以是有历史原因的。
So there was actually some historical tie.
我们看到下一章。
And let's go to the next.
我长在一个很物欲横飞的一个年代，因为我是八几年出生的。
So I grew up with abundance in the in supply.
我们的家族很有信仰的历史的一个家庭。
There is a strong history of faith in my family.
但是我打了引号。
But
打了引号。
But I put that in quote.
因为我的父亲好像不是一个很好的基督徒。
And I'm actually thinking my father may not be.
瞒他的事业。
My father may not be a good Christian.
不断的赚钱赔钱，赚钱赔钱。
And he was you earn money and then lose money, earn money and lose money.
但是很重要的一件事情。
But something that is important.
我在一个很有坚持福音真理的一个教会长大。
But I grew up in a church that is strong and solid in faith.
所以很多大哥哥大姐姐们都带领我们。
So there are many people that who helped me when I was growing up.
我在主日学当中受教成长蒙恩。
So I grew up in the Sunday school.
所以我在教会当中是很体会爱。
So I can really feel the love when I was growing up.
说实话，在我们自己家庭当中很难经历到这一些。
And it's actually difficult to experience love in my own family.
因为我们被忙冲昏了头脑。
Because we're all very busy.
所以我们有一群很好志同道合的弟兄在一起彼此服侍。
So there are many of us who are helping and ministering with each other.
所以有好的小伙伴很重要。
So it's very important to have a partner in ministering.
当然我们一起干过坏事。
But of course we've been doing some things that are bad as well.
但是我们也一起成长了。
But of course we grow together.
下一章，这是我们其中的一个夏令营的一个祷告。
And that
我们现在在带领学生们在祷告。
And that is the picture of a summer camp.
下一章，那个左上角那一张是我们教会的在那个建堂之前拆掉的一个照片。
And so
集体照。
The upper left was the church before it was rebuilt.
右边是我们现在新盖的一个楼，现在已经盖好了。
And the one to your right is the new building of the church.
左边是我们的一帮很好的同工在一起训练。
And that there are the one that in the lower left corner is many of us, so they are the co-workers.
右边是我身材没有变形之前的样子。
And there was me before.
好，下一张，这是我从小一起长大，从主日学，然后一直从小不点一直长到我们一起可以工作了，可以独立的一帮小伙伴。
And so that was these are all our partners in the ministry.
这是我们老教堂的讲台。
And that was the old platform in the old church.
下一张，这是我们新的教堂。
And that is our
左边是效果图，右边是现在的内景，已经盖好了。
And the one on the left is artistic drawing. The one that's to the right is the real.
我们教会当时只有二十万人民币。
At that time, our church only have 200,000.
感谢神，我们盖完之后，一年之后，去年已经把债还完了。
And praise the Lord, after we have built the new building, we have
我们有200户的信徒。
We have 200 families.
但是我们实际聚会只有100多人。
But only 100 plus family are in service regularly.
我说了，有很多人在国外。
And there are many of us who are outside living abroad.
在不同的地方。
And there are many of us, they are in different places.
所以有很多人从外面汇钱进来。
So there are many people that support us from abroad.
当我们这二十万的时候，我们买了五十万的钢筋。钢筋。
Oh, okay. So when we are when we have only 200,000, we bought the 500,000 worth of rebars.
一年之后, 那50万需要100万去买。
And then we bought that at that time, but one year later, the same amount of rebar is worth $1 million.
我们教会整个造价差不多1000万。
And the entire construction cost for our church is 10 million RMB.
从20万开始。
It started from 200,000.
我们负责人乃至于信心到他借30万一次先把钢筋买齐。
And then the person in charge was has so much faith that whenever he receive he can borrow $300,000 and then just buy the rebars just without any thinking.
我们教会的性质很特别。
And there's something really special in our church.
我们不属于三自，也不属于家庭。
And we are not the three self, and we are not really the family church, the underground church either.
因为没有三字之前，我们已经有教堂了。And
because before three self, we already have a church there.
因为在家庭教会也不会承认我们，因为我们有教堂。And
then the underground church don't think that we are part of them because we have a church building.
所以对于这种老教会100来年的是很尴尬的。
So that's it's somewhat a difficult, strange situation.
好，下一张。这是我们一个夫妻团契，接下去，下一张。哦，这是我的一些小伙伴，很重要的，我们在一起学习，所以在一起服侍。后来我们有一起负担，然后呢，大家都为着各自的服侍的目标，然后一直在努力。所以我们很多人有更多的选择，乃至于我其中一个同工，他是可以，他全家人都在国外，但是他一个人留下来。
So these are all the partners in service in ministry, and he one of them actually had a lot of options. All his family are aboard, but he chose to stay.
他每一次打电话给他的时候，就会问一个很有趣的话题。
So every time I talk to him,
我说你又在追思礼拜吗？
And what are you in the memorial service?
因为他们教会老去的人比他平时要做别的服事更多。
And that's because that the most of the services he performed now is in memorial services.
在农村的地方服侍十几间农村的教会。
And he was serving 10 plus rural churches.
但是他的负担是做农村下一代的福音。
And his passion was to raise up the next generation in the villages.
让他们的下一代有福音的果子，即使他以后离开那个地方。 知道坚持。
And that's because that when the young, the next generation have already planted the seed, and those they will be able to grow and into harvest.
我们下一张。
This one back in 2009 that we started the offices. And all of us are a voluntary base, no salary.
因为在我们的教会的建制里面是没有薪水这一个概念的。
Because in our church, it's basically the concept of salary does not exist.
因为一直以来我们是义工。
Because we're all voluntary base.
下一个。
Okay, next one.
这是我们圣诞节跟我们一些的教师在一起团契的时候。
So that is a Christmas program. As well as the fellowship of all the Sunday school teachers.
上面我们租了一个, 人民大会堂的一个礼堂。
And the one that is in the performance hall is in the people's performance hall.
那时候我们有大的教堂。
And at that time, we have a big church.
下面是我们联会里面的所有主日学老师在一起。
And the one at the bottom is the fellowship of all the Sunday school teachers.
下一组。 这是我们在杭州，然后一群人去崇义堂观摩。下一张，然后这是我从小一起带他们，这一帮孩子是我从小带的，就是很小的时候就在带，我算大哥哥，然后在他们中间。Those
are the youngster that I help bring up.
但不幸的消息，这其中大概三分之二都去了世界各地。And
two-thirds of that are now all over the world.
但是我相信神的话语在他们心目当中的时候，他们是会在正道上持守。But
I hope, I know that the word of God will is rooted in their heart already.
下一张，这是我们在山东然后去做培训的一些事情。但是我第一次感受到对神的话语的渴慕。
And this is in Shandong that the that's when I have this longing of the word of God.
他们的那个讲道的地方大概只有教会的弄堂那么大。
And the place that they their platform is only as big as the alley of our church.
我也第一次经历到讲道会有那么大的能力。
And then it was the first time I also feel that the power that of God's word through my
son.
Because they are really seeking the word of God. And then there are people who sit outside in outside of buildings.
这是我们在济南，下一张吧。 这是我们在内地地区，我们最近在推的。我们去内地地区，带着我们的孩子，然后进内地地区，然后我们去做夏令营，就是类似于这边的短宣。So
this is basically a short-term ministry in the more rural area of China.
所以欢迎你们到中国短宣，无论你是要想要去贫穷的地方，或者是要去富足的地方、稳定的地方，都 OK.
So I welcome all of you to have short-term ministries in China, regardless of the area that you want to go.
中国有太多这样的需要。
And there are a lot of need of in China like this.
我们需要从小的建立他们。
And we need to bring them up when they were young.
对。下一张。这是在不同的地方有的营会。再下一张。
And there are all the different camps in different places.
因为我们教会的背景处境很尴尬。
Because our church is kind of funny. The is kind of in between.
但是我们有一个好处。
But there's something good about it.
无论去农村的教会，还是去大城市的那些所谓的三字教会。
Regardless of whether we go to the rural church or the three self church.
我们在身份上都有很多的方便。
And because of who we are, what we are is easy for us to do things.
我们这一个教堂是。 在杭州阜阳的阜阳的一个百年的一个老堂，非常漂亮。
And this one is this church has more than 100 years old history there now.
但是他们开放青少年事工的时候，我们就去进去做。
And when they are starting to have a the youth ministry, when we went in.
所以我们会有我们身份的好处。
And that's one of the thing that the easy thing the good thing that I was talking about.
政府也不会来干预。
And there is no interference from the government.
但是到了农村，政府也许就会干预。
And of course, if I go to the rural area, then there may be government interference there.
下一张，这是所谓我去做培训，但是他们的同工告诉我说，他们有一批年轻的同工需要服侍。So
this is another place that they need some.
他们是几个市的主要的那个领袖。
Yeah, those are the people, the main leaders in the cities around.
但是我发现他们每一个人至少都超过50岁。
But then every single one of them is at least 50 years old.
这就是所谓他们年轻的领袖。
And that is the so-called young leaders.
所以我知道在中国其实不单单是要宣教，还有一部分是要我们要坚持做下一代年轻人的继承者。
So in China, it's not only that it's important to proclaim the gospel, but it's also important to train the next generations of leaders.
下一代起来才会有复兴。
And then there is, with the training of the young generations, then there is revival.
因为有很多事情真的需要年轻。
And it's because a lot of things that really need the young people to do.
下一张，这是我们在深圳，然后再下一张。 然后我们看到中国教会其实有很多的问题，我们整个下来吧。然后我大概过一下，因为时间真的是很紧。然后我们看到，其实中国教会是长得太快了，所以在长快的过程当中，其实是需要很多的资源以及很多的真理的教导。在这个过程当中，我们需要反思一些事情。So
the growth of a church in China, it's very fast, and it brings up some of the issues.
牧师跟传道人很少。
And there are a general lack of pastors.
神学培训也很少。
And there's very few people that graduate from seminary.
属灵书籍也很少。
And there are a lack of books.
所以在海外要感恩咯。
So you all should feel grateful.
我们有太多的资源。
Because there are a lot of resources here in the U.S.
然后我们接下去，如果你们等一下要的话，我可以把这部分 email 给你们。然后中国其实有很多其他的问题，比如说儿童事工，其实有很大的问题。
And there's other issues in China that there are in the children ministry.
很多地方的政府的领袖。
There are many government officials.
不愿意让孩子到教会当中去。
Does not want their kids to go to church.
但事实上，他们做的我可以理解。
In reality, I can understand why.
因为我们教会真的很少有年轻的领袖在带领这些孩子。
And it's also because that the our church don't have many the young people who can take care of the kids.
没有好的教导。
And there is not a very solid teaching.
那会很麻烦。
That will be difficult.
所以在这个时候，就很多的异端就做了很多的工作。
So there are many things that the cult-like activity that happen in China.
我们还是看下一章吧。我们快速过。这是我们教会的青少年营会。
And that is
我们自己教会的。再下一章，我们教会大概整个教会的全年的预算，基本上我想80%是花在下一代身上的。
And about 80% of our funding it goes to the next generation.
我说了，传道人是没有薪水的，所以大部分的钱都是投入在下一代。
And I talk about we are all in a voluntary base, so most of the funding goes to the next generation.
当然是除了宣教基金之外了。
Of course, that does not count the church building, the missionary outreach fund.
其实青少年事工我说的重要的时候，其实圣经当中有很多例子。
And there's a lot of examples in church.
有很多这些人物，我想不一一列述了。
There are many examples in the church that they start their ministry when they are young.
然后我们看下一章。从历史当中我们可以看到一些例子，其实很多人都是在很年轻的时候做了很伟大的事情。
So there are many people that was did great things when they were young.
约翰加尔文在20岁完成了第一部系统神学论文。
So the John Calvin finished the system.
然后约翰卫斯理他在大学的时候就成立了圣洁会。
So John Wesley he was starting a gathering when he was in university.
所以有很多很多的人在很年轻的时候就做了很多事情。
So there are many people who was doing things, great things when they are young.
我们看下一章的时候，其实除了10到40这个窗口之外，其实很重要的一个数据。
So let's look at the statistics.
在2000年联合国的一个统计当中，2000年全世界人口普查的报告当中。
So in the census that took by the UN in year 2000,
24岁以下的人有34亿。
So that people below 24 years old it's 3.4 billion people.
全球30%的人口在这个年龄段。
It's 30% of world population is between 10 to 24.
但是其实上这一个年龄也是最容易信主、最容易悔改、最容易。回归到神的面前。
But this is also the age that's easier, the easiest one to accept the word of God.
所以这个人口是我们必须要做的事情。
So that is the age that we should target.
所以我们把它称之为13到25的窗口。
So we talk about 13 to 25.
这是一个很重要的一个合场。
And this is a harvest area for us.
大概75%的信徒在25岁之前重生。
And 75% of Christians was born again before their age of 25.
所以这个数据是很重要的。
So it's very important.
这个数据也支撑着我们现在一直在侍奉。
And that is the statistics that's why we are going, doing what we are doing now.
所以我们很多同工在中国做不但是做教会的事工，我们在做一些青少年领袖的训练。
So we're doing a lot of training of the young people.
我们到各地去，我们现在主要的事工是在做青少年领袖的训练。
And we are doing a lot of youth leadership training.
当我们看到保罗训练提摩太的时候
，So when we're looking at Paul training Timothy,
那个教导那忠心能教导别人的人的时候
，And he was teaching him faithfully.
这是很重要的。
It's important.
所以接下去，我想我最后需要大家一些带导。
And I was requesting for your prayer.
在为我在国内的侍奉代祷。
So for the service that I'm going to embark on when I return to China.
我们即将要开始一个新的一些青少年的事工，我们在一些地区，我们要开展的一些地区需要大家代祷。
And we're going to start doing more of a youth leadership and ministry, and those things that we need your prayer support.
我们这些事工可能比起一些宣教可能来得更敏感。
And it's actually even more sensitive when we talk about it.
因为我们在跟世界争抢下一代。
Because we are fighting the heart of the youth with the world.
我们又涉及教育。
And we are going to touch education.
我们在提前的教导他们一些正确的价值观。
And we're going to teach them the right values.
所以请大家为我们祷告。
So please pray for us.
如果你们有短宣。
And if you have a short-term ministry,
我们欢迎你们。
We welcome you.
我欢迎你们到温州去。
And I welcome you to back to 温州。
因为我们的教会的青少年有很多属灵的传统，需要大家一起来共同的分享。
And we can share a lot of things there, and there's a lot of need there as well.
但是我们也需要一些更高的远见的东西。
And we also need something that's beyond that.
比如说我们的青少年可以教导他们英语音乐。
For example, that our youth can teach them English or music.
让培养更好的青少年的下一代。
So they can train even more youth and that have a good high ability.
当他们看到你们愿意去为他走出来的时候，我想他们也会走出去。
And when they see that when you are willing to go to them, they will be willing to go out and proclaim the gospel.
所以求神带领我们。
So may God lead us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Ah, 很感谢主。Malcolm, can you help? 很感谢朱弟兄为我们分享这么许许多多的关于国内教会的事情。
Would like to thank Elder.To share with us with all the things in China.
我想我们教会有许许多多办营会的经验哈。
And we actually have a lot of as a church, we have a lot of experience doing summer camps.
我们继续祷告，看神怎么样来带领我们，也许可以连结。
And let's continue to pray and see how God may lead us.
那另外一件事就是我们想为这个家庭祝福。我们刚才他们看到有代祷的需要，我们能不能请这个家庭能够上来？
And also, we would like to give the blessing to this family as they are going to go head back to China.
尤其他们的孩子刚满月，他的是 Joshua 子约，朱子约。
And then Joshua is just 1 month old, 2 month old.
现在刚满月，现在对。
Okay, 2 month old.
好，朱弟兄跟他的姊妹，我们就为他们全家祝福。
Brother Zhu.
我们大家也举起手来为他们祝福好吗？亲爱的圣天父，我们赞美你，主啊，今天我们看见朱弟兄在这边为你能够来分享你在他们身上，在他们家族身上经过五代以来的恩典。主啊，我们谢谢你保守了这个家庭，让他们没有在真道当中迷失，而不断的在你的真道上面能够扎根，而且能够谨守，并且能够成为一个喂养别人的人。主啊，我们赞美你在这个家族所做一切美好的工作。主啊，我们现在特别也为着小小的 Joshua 来祷告。主啊，他算是第六代了。主啊，求你赐福保守这个孩子，让他从小就在你的真道上成长。你保守他身体完全的健康，也给他一个属灵的洞见，属灵的一个意象，让他知道他这一生将为你所用，在各道各处做成许许多多人的祝福，也为着你神国的缘故，成为你兴旺神家的一个重要的人物。求主来保守他。我们也把朱弟兄一家就仰望在恩主手上， 他们手中的工作，还有他们将要回到啊国内到各到各处，他们特别对青少年的工作有负担，下一代的工作，主啊，你保守他们来去的平安，也保守他们手中的工作，主啊，在你的里面也建造许许多多的年轻人，能够一辈子就在你的真道上面，能够来爱你，来服侍你，并且在你的家中成为一个活活的见证人，在地上来荣耀你的名。求主与他们同在，与啊整个家庭同在，他们回去的路上、飞机上都一路的平安。我们谢谢主，听我们众人的祷告，我们是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
阿门。